Lisa Victor here, and welcome to My Dyslexic Life.
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
Today I want to talk about one of the traits that I certainly have as a dyslexic, and it's also one of the traits that can be really, really frustrating. That trait is finishing people's sentences off for them. Do you do this? I have spent so many years with so many different people, and I just can't help myself. I've definitely got better as I've got older, and I've learned more about my dyslexia. You know, now I can manage this much easier. But oh my goodness, I still find it really hard sometimes. So people will be talking and, you know, they might say, I'm looking at buying this new mini, and they'll kind of be thinking, and I'll go, oh, and you're going to get the one with like the Union Jack on the top. And they'll be like, yeah. But that wasn't really what they were going to say. I just didn't give them a chance to find the word or fill the rest of the sentence in. You know, why do we do this? I think the thing is, people misunderstand it, that we're being rude, and we're really not being rude. But my brain is going so much faster than the person I'm talking with, that for me, I'm just kind of like filling in the next bit. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how quickly our brains do work and the fact that our brains, on average, are processing things 6 times faster than we're verbalizing them. And this can be especially true if you're talking to someone who maybe is not as energetic or a bit quieter or a bit slower with their words. And I know for me, I find it really frustrating. You know, it's really hard when someone talks too slowly and they give me pauses and I just want to like hurry them up and I want to jump in because I'm like, I think I know what they're going to say. The problem with it is, A, we seem like we interrupt all the time. You know, that's the first thing. It seems like we're interrupting the person. We're not, but that's how it comes across. The second thing is we don't actually know what that person is going to say. So the problem is because we create the end of the sentence in our head, we might actually miss what the person did say. Or we get confused when what they did say doesn't match what we think they were going to say. It's really interesting, and it might be something that you just aren't aware of. Or maybe it's something that people have pointed out to you and you're really conscious of. I think the thing is, it's not done from a place of rudeness, but it is something to be aware of when you're talking to somebody else. You know, we tend to fall into two camps. Dyslexics are good listeners. Yeah, we're so used to taking in so much information, not just written information. So we use a lot of our senses. So we can be great listeners. But what we can also do is maybe get the message slightly wrong. Or, as I've said, we get frustrated with people that maybe don't communicate as quickly as we do, or we just fill in what we think is going to happen. And I guess you could think of it like, I'm just trying to think of a really good example. You know, you're talking about something with your friend. You're talking about going shopping for, I don't know, clothes. And, you know, you're already visualizing the pair of you in the shopping district and going to the shopping mall. So you're already kind of two or three steps ahead of where the conversation is. So then when your friend says, you know, and then maybe, and she kind of, you know, goes a bit slower, you can jump in and say, oh, I know, and maybe we can go to lunch. And she's like, oh, actually, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say we could go to the movies. So it's a really, it's a trait that can cause a lot of problems, especially in friendships and relationships. And I know for me and my part in the past, it did cause a lot of problems, especially when I was communicating with my partner at the time, because, you know, he would talk quite slowly and he's quite a linear thinker. So I would kind of be three or four steps down the track and I'd be trying to hurry him up or try to say what I think was going to happen. And often he would then just, you know, kind of stand there like this and say, that's not what I was going to say. And I'm like, oh, okay. I've got a lady that I know who I did some work for a few years ago, and she's an interior designer, and she's really creative, amazing woman, definitely a dyslexic picture thinker. And she was fascinating to watch because, you know, people would come in and they'd say, oh, you know, I'm thinking about, I kind of want this look, maybe I kind of want Hamptons, and she already was like, oh yes, yeah, so you want Hamptons and you want this and you want that, and you could see some people were kind of a bit bamboozled by it. Other people loved it because then, you know, that was her creative flow. But it was really interesting how many times the person would then say, no, that's not what I mean, I actually mean this. And she had this great little, she was like, oh, right, of course. You know, that was her little characteristic that covered that dyslexic thinking style up. So I'd be really interested, you know, have a little think. Do you know, do people tell you that you interrupt and button? Or do people say to you often, oh, you know, that wasn't what I said? I can tell you now, sometimes I sit in meetings like this, and bless, you know, Stephen, you know, he's dyslexic and a bit ADHD, I'm dyslexic and a bit ADHD, and often we'll have these conversations where I have to sit here like this to make sure I don't jump in the middle of a sentence. And it's usually from excitement, it's usually from an idea, and I want to share my idea. But also, you know, you do need to realize it doesn't give the other person a chance to actually say what they were going to say. So that's the dyslexic trait that I wanted to talk about this week. I'd be interested to know if you find that in your life. But yeah, it can be really common for us to finish people's sentences for them. But we're not being rude. It's just our brain is going faster than their mouth, and often our own mouth. I hope you have a great week, and I'll look forward to seeing you again soon. See ya.